We're holding in Siman Tag Beis, Sif Beis. We have Mishnah and Daf Kuf Ches Malav. Tibas Cholov, the Gemara starts off the David study of a case of Bosa that falls inside a Yura that has bubbling milk inside. Then Kuf Ches Beis, Gemara Ches back to Mishnah, Tibas Cholov. Therefore, the Seder of the Shulchan Aruch over here is going to say to the Gemara. The Gemara starts off with the idea of Bosa falls inside Cholov Yerseach. Therefore, that's Sif Aleph. So Ches goes back to the secret Tibas Cholov, the Mishnah, and therefore that's the Halacha of Sepeis. Today we're focusing on the second case, the Halacha of Sepeis, the Tibas Cholov, that fell on top of a bosel that's inside a Kedera. First question is, where exactly is this Tipo, the fell on this Chaticho, where is this Chaticho? Is the Chaticho fully emerged inside the Kedera? Is Chaticho fully inside? Is it only halfway inside? Is it fully out? Where exactly is this Chaticho? Tayshvus and Dav Tarek Vov and Dav Kuf and Dav Kuf Ches. You bring down a machlokes among the Rishonim between Rashi and the Ri. Rashi says even though it's inside, still the halacha is when the tipe hits the chaticho, since it's not fully emerged inside the stew over here. It's only halfway in, halfway out. They will come along and ask this chaticho by itself unless the chaticho has shishim. And therefore, we will not calculate with the whole entire stew, the whole entire kedera. Look at the chaticho versus the case of the tipe over here. Beis Yesh brings down, that's also the Ben Yeruchim. And the Shach says that's also the Rash B'Shito. Now there's a question how far I take the side of Rashi. Let's say the case is fully inside, but the top is Megula. The top is revealed. So the way the Beis Yesh brings down for the Goy Smaim, he's a smack. He says still in that case, according to Rashi, we'll look at the Tipo that fell on top of the Chaticha by itself without the whole entire Kedai over here. Atzal HaShani, the Dakar Moshe, brings down for the Molochai, not the way. Those who are passing like that, machloek is how far to take the side of Rashi when the whole thing's inside, when it's makul on top. Atzal HaShani, the Rishito, he says if it's inside the rate over here, inside the stew over here, wherever it is, it'll be mistaf the whole time kedera against the tipo. It must be this tipo that found on top of this chaticha. The chaticha is fully out on top of another piece, fully out. That's the kimto. That's how the binah from other Rishonim, the Baal Iter, the Smag. The Ritzel, the Me'iri, the Isra'at, Oroch, they go this way. So you have Machlokes among the Rishonim, where exactly is it again? Is it fully out, Rishito? It could be even a case that's partially inside the stew over here. Now to focus on the standard Rashi, so really there are two questions. Where's the Makar for Rashi, and what's the Avon behind Rashi? So you mentioned it last time. We'll do a quick Chazar over here. First, where's the source of Rashi? The Beis Yesh says it's not clear, but he wants to bring down Rashi in Daf Kuf. It says the idea over here that B'tzidah Tomid. It's on the side constantly, and therefore it said it must be Mustamat's inside and Mustamat's outside. Mustamat's that way. Yesh Lodnav, that's a good raya, not a good raya. The Chodim grapple with this raya of the Beis Yosef. A second Rashi, and Daf Kuf Ches on Beis, and the Gemara discusses near Vikisa. The person is supposed to do a near the pot together and cover it. Says Rashi, what's the Milo? He said, the spash it into a whole tight time. Why can Nation Meish Lime Elim and Pia Vyardim? It goes and covers the whole entire thing and goes down, back and forth. So Rashi's words are apio. Since he said the word, it has to cover the whole entire thing over here, it says Masha, why the whole thing? It must be Rashi said it's only partial, then the Locha will look at the Chaticha by itself. You want him to start the Chaticha in the Kedero, has to cover the whole entire piece over here. Apio. Another Rashi, three Rashi later on, the Dakru Chesna Beis. Over there, it says the Sugya of Loini of Loiki say, what's the Locha, why is it Osir? Says Rashi, look at the chaticha, because nofel where on the cholov on the gago, on the roof, on the highest point to the top point. So since the milk fell on top of the chaticha, it was not near the kisei. Therefore, come along to say the chaticha against the tipo over here. That's where I'm shifts right from Rashi. So we have two Rashi of Chasavays, one the Mashah, one the Ramshif. Both are brought down by the Bach over here as the right. That's Pshat and Rashi. And therefore, again, so either the Beisaisis will call for Rashi, or the two Malchim by the other Achrayim. Two other Rashis, that's brought down by the Bach over here. Well, that's Rashi Shito. Now, what's the Avono? What is Pshat and Rashi? Again, Rashi said it very simple. When it's in partial, we'll still look at the Chaticha by itself. The question really is now 2 points. How much of the Chaticha will come to Aser? And when we ask the Chaticha, do we come along and go further, Mamshik, inside the Kedera? 2 questions, both can be Machloikis, which will lead to 3 different Shitas over here. To go in the order how things go, I'll see what things ask over here. That means first, we have the Mordechai that's brought down that says that get it, what is the Aser, the tipo hits the Chaticho, whatever is sticking out of the pot. Then that means you have a long Chaticho, 10 centimeters, if 40 centimeters sticking out, that comes also. The other six did not become also. If it came to Aser, it would be something like Kedera. Elamai, whatever is sticking out, will come to Aser. That's the Mordechai, brought down by the Bach, that's the Maaseh Paskins. Now, this idea that it's such a Mordechai, it's not that simple over here. The Chavnish one time, there is no such Mordechai. There's Mavuchel, Pshad in the Mordechai. Maaseh, you look up the Mordechai inside, there seem to be two Shlavim to the Mordechai. The beginning of the Mordechai seemed to say that, and the ending did not seem to say that. The second sheet over there, that Domo the Mordechai seemed to say that, and that's from Dakim, where she got it from. And the deal over here, that it went only into partial of the Chaticho. So again, it's one Malach. Now, all the Mahalchim is in the Dakim Moshe. Like Moshe being done, Bip Shot Min Rashi. One he has the Mordechai, one on partial. A second in there, come along, he wants to argue, says, no, read the Sugyo. It's awesome. No one's Machalik over here. Therefore, says the Dakim Moshe himself, how much you go in? It went in fully. Went in the whole Tai Chaticho. Whatever is sticking out, whatever is sticking inside the stew over here, no difference. How he says, it has not gone further. Last Chaticho, but not mitzvah the whole Kederi. You know why? Because it stays in the Chaticho. And did not mispash b'shovo. If you look at the Chaticho by itself, that's the Maisa of the Shachs. The Kondavov goes that way. Then we have a Mordechai like the Bach. We have the idea of the Dakim Moshe like the Shach. Instead of Shlishi, again, the Dakim Moshe being down, there's Iran over here. The Iran says, first we ask the Hontai Chaticho, and after we ask the Hontai Chaticho, now the Chaticho will ask all other inside the pot over here. That means we'll come along and say, need Shishim of the Chaticho versus Tipo. If you don't have Shishim, the Chaticho is also. Now the Kedai will need a Shishim against the Chaticho over here. Or two Shlavim over here. Two stages over here. That Lemaisa of the Tassif. Kombeis, how he Lemaisa goes over here. So that means it comes out, we have a Machlokes, three Mahalchim and Rashi, all three in the Dakim Moshe. And which one is the Iker? It's Machlokes, Bach, Taz, and Shach. Each one takes a different Mahalch over here. Now, the question, let's go with the Taz over here. He says, what happens? You ask the Chaticho, the whole Chaticho, and then you have the second Shlav that goes inside the Gedero. The goes two levels over here. The question is, I'm betting you ask, what's Machlokes is the Dakim Moshe wants to argue this point over here. The Gemara really says, not that way. The Gemara says, Loi Nivla Kisai, what's Halacha, Mivla Bola, Mifla Loi Polat. It goes in and doesn't come out. Said Taz, and the Ran, what happens? It goes in and comes out. The Gemara says one thing, and the Taz and the Ran is saying something else. How do you say two different things what the Gemara says? So, to understand the Betzem, there is a question among the Rishonim, Machlokes Ran and Rashbo. Is Gemara, when he's saying this Shlav over here, the idea of Mivla Bola, Mivla Loipala, when are we saying it in the Gemara? That means the Gemara's Havmina is Efshar Sarkhi, is more to read than not say Chanan. If so, it goes in, doesn't come out. But now, once you say Efshar Sarkhi is also with say Chanan, the Maskono, do we say now the piece of Bosa is Osir? And what happens if Bosa is coming out to Asir over here? The Maskono, do we say Chanan, it does come out. What comes out? The Bosa comes out. The Bosa is Chanan over here, it's also over here. Therefore, the Ram says what happens in Gemara is saying that Havamino, before we say this to give Chanan, before Efshel Sreichtoi, what's coming out, the Tipa when it does not come out. And once you say the idea of Chanan, the piece is also here, now we ask the Chaticho, now the Chaticho will happen, go inside the Gedero. The wife, the Guva Dova Blaiser came along, that's also here, the Guva thing itself is also, and that goes into the Gedero. Atala Shani, the Rajma says no. The idea over here, he says that once it goes in, it won't come out even maskono. The holy stage by is ain't the isra yochel aser yoshim and eser. This is like the tiba cannot go on further. You can't take now this bus of chol and take it on further. So my colleague is Ran and Rashi in the sugyo. Do you take the next shlav? Which they point out. Come on the chazanish. This is my colleague is Taz and Shach. It's really not my colleague between in the Rishito or Rashi Shito. It's really my colleague between the Rashi and the Ran. It's a different my colleague over here. I mean they're plugging into Rashi. Really, it's a separate machlokes. Nothing to do per se Rashi over here. So, India said in the sugya, once you have Rashi, do you take it a step further or not? We'll say a little bit later on the Chaburah to explain a little bit more. Again, so we come out, we have Yisrael over here. What is the Pshat in Rashi, the Vana in Rashi, three Mahalchim? We have the Mordechai that says it only goes inside what's until the right over here. That's the Maisha Bach went. We have a second idea over here that Dr. Moshe says it goes into the whole Tai Chaticha and it stops. That's how the Shastra Kon Bubba went. And that's how Shad Shlishi, the Ran, he says it goes in, and the Shetos then it goes out. That's how the Maaseh Taz went, it goes as the Chaticho, and then Chaticho, you have to have Shishim in the Gedera against that. So again, if you went through Rashi, the other Rishonim are most of them go like three. What's the Rambam Shito? So the Rambam is better from Loshon and Mechaber. The Mechaber over here has pretty long. The question, what exactly is he saying over here? The Mishnah the Mechaber first, there are two shlavim over here. One shlav, he discusses how to calculate. Then he discusses the tipo, the chaticho, the kedero. Then the second shlav at the end, near the kisai, when you mix it together and you cover it over here. So right now, first is focused on the first shlav over here. The idea when it falls on top of it, what the maisa happens. So you read the Mechaber slowly, you start saying two yisaitis over here. Number one, when the tipo, when it fell upon the chaticho, it also depends if it's in the sinus tam or not in the sinus tam. That's the first shlav. He says, if they didn't see the time and ask the chaticho, then what's halacha? We have to now mashal the kedera versus the chaticho. That's number two over here. And number three makes a third statement over here, med v'amurim unir b'soif. Avinir b'chilat soif, then what's halacha has its halacha. Look at the entire kedera. To understand the mechaber, read it slowly, l'chori is saying two isurim over here. Number one, come and say the tipur is against the chaticho. And after ask the chaticho, come over to ask the gedero. The simple understanding is exactly where you're getting two things over here from. The chura, if you have, the gemara says, the tipo comes to say one thing. And here comes the mechab and says two things. Number one, we'll ask the chaticho. Now if you ask the chaticho, you ask the gedero. Where's coming two things over here from? So that's the simple question. So it really depends what sheet you're going in. The way of the Shachar, we want to answer, he said you have to realize there are three things again the Mechaber says. Chaticho, Kedero, Amed, Vamamur. When it says over here, the idea of Chaticho, that's very good. You found the Chaticho, ask the Chaticho. So how do you ask now the Chaticho versus the Kedero? Can we say, Amed, Vamamurim, when you have a Seif? That means the third Shlav of the Mechaber, says the Shach, explaining the second Shlav of the Mechaber. The reason why he asks him what he says, what's the shita of the mechaber? He holds like the re. What's the kimt over here? I said, it's fully out. We only ask the chaticho. Very simple. So how does the mechaber go on further and say now the chaticho versus the case over here of the kedero? Because mechaber ends off mad v'amur. I didn't hear b'saif. I took the thing that was fully out. I mixed it together. Now I need shisha versus the chaticho over here. Very simple. That means the Shach says, what's the kimt over here? Much more clear than what's the kesev. The case over here is the re, it's basically re, fully out. The kimt is fully out like the re. And the idea of the third shlav explains the second shlav. That's a Shach. Bach. Instead of Shani. He says in the re. He says that. He says that the kuz kesev going like the re. He says it. He wants to say all the pashkin like the re. He wants to say that also, right? That's what says in Shach itself. Atalashani. The Taz he comes up and says, no, what's the kimt over here? It's halfway in, halfway out. I mean, there's different kimt than the Shach. Who is he going like? He's going like Rashi. I going to Rashi, why is he going inside from the Chaticho to the Kedero? Because which Rashi going with? The Ran's Rashi. The Ran's Rashi says, first we ask Chaticho. Now we ask Chaticho, come up to ask the Kedero. So it's very good. That means it comes out over here that there is a machlekes what the kimt of the Mechaber is. And Hushita is the Mechaber. The Shach saying the Kimt is fully out, and that's Mitzri. And Masha Enke, the Taz says, halfway in, halfway out, and it's Rashita according to the Ran. Now they point out the Shach, the Shitosa, cannot answer like the Taz. Taz says, what happens? It's really the Ran of Rashi. They went in, why? Because what the Shach hold is in Shan Rashi. It holds in the Chatich, and that's it. The Shach, the Shitosa, could not answer Shach is like the Taz. Then when the Taz of Kodem Beji says over, you read it very slowly, it says two shlavim over there. Number one, what's Pshan Rashi? Number two, what's Pshan the Mechaber? Why is it put into the same Shekel Torah as the Kodem Beji? Because one's building off another. And once I have Pshan and Rashi, you say over here is what? Yas Chaticha, now you ask Chaticha to the Kedero. Now what's Pshan the Mechaber? Very good. Who is that? That's Rashi going around. One shlav to another. So Taz is Gevaldik. Therefore, also you read them slowly, Taz and Shach. Then when the Taz ends off, who's the Mechaber? The Mechaber is Batim is Ri, are we Paskin Ri? The Shach says, who's the Mechaber Rashi, are Paskin Rashi? I'm the other way around. But yeah. The Taz says, who's the Mechaber Rashi, are Paskin Rashi? I said, the Shach, who's the Mechaber Ri, Paskin Ri? Each one like, is strong in their own sheet over here. They do point out that there's a Kasha. The says, the Taz, I'll bring you a Rai over here, that the Loch is like, he's saying the Kimt over here is like Rashi, according to the Ran. Why? Because he ends off the words over here, Shoy Seres Hashar. How can he ask Seres Hashar? So then the Kodesh Kodesh said, what do you mean? I answered your Kasha. The third member of Med Vamur, Besaif, is explaining the second, Hana Seres Hashar. Went from the Chaticho to the Gnei over here. So Besaif is a bomb Kasha in the Taz. You're very nice. Shtikl Torah, Shlav Alter Shlav Beis. But if you got Shlav Gimel, Fed Kuzi Kesef, what are you talking about? Shlav Gimel said, Met Vamum, there's a near afterwards. Says the Prima Gordon to answer that the Stephen of Mechaba, the Shlav Alter Shlav Beis, there's no chilk in the Kimta where the case is. Even halfway in, halfway out, there's no difference. Met Vamum, what is that? Is it a beer dove in the second Shlav? That's a Shach's understanding. Prima Gordon said, the Taz saying, no, Met Vamum is a new din, and itself a new concept over here. We're doing near, but chilvat soif. Then we do not look at the tipo versus the chaticho. Look at the tipo versus the kedero. It's a new shlav, new din. I will say the word besoif. There's a contrast of the ratio, the seifo, the third level over here. A contrast. There's no memad vorm. Is not coming to explain the second over the idea over here. Come to a new din, a new concept. We're doing chilvat soif. What's halacha? Then halacha is to look at the kedero versus the tipo. I said the word soif, that's just a contrast in the last memo over here. That means it comes out in Loch Machlokistan and Shach, just read the words of Mechaba. What is Med Vamamum over here? Is it a beer in the second Shlav? Or is there stuff of a new din? Fine, again, so it comes out, we have a Mechaba over here. It comes out, is the Machlokist Pshat in the Mechaba, where the case is, and whose sheet is it going in? Again, according to the Shach over here, it's fully out. It's going according to the Rishito, and the Med Vamamum is explaining it, that gets mixed together. Now we have the Chaticha versus the Gedero. The Taz says, no, he's going with halfway in, halfway out, going like Rashi, and which Rashi, like the Ran, we ask Chaticha, then we ask her after the Gedero. That's the Mechaber. Let's go next Shlav. What's Ramah saying over here? Coming with Ramah, he says, interesting words. He says, if the Shishim versus the Gedero against the Tipo, then the Loch is only ask the Chaticha, and the rest of the Gedero is Mutter. He's saying number one, you need Shishim versus Tipo from the Gdero. And number two, you need Shishim of the Chaticho versus Tipo. Then you take the Tipo and go against both. Tipo, do you need Shishim? Yes. We're number one, Gdero. Number two, Chaticho. Need both. Come on, friend, and point out that's nobody. Who is that? According to the Ri, if it's fully out, you never need the Gdero. If it's halfway in and halfway out, according to the Ri, Lochit, you never need the Chaticho. According to Rashi, if it's what's the case? If it's halfway in, which Rashi? According to Mordechai, only the Chaticho. According to the Dr. Moshe, only the Chaticho. According to the Ran, it goes into Chaticho, and he's Shishim versus Chaticho. Not versus the Tipa, the Gdero. So there's no Rishon that's saying these words of the Ramah. Where in the world the Ramah gets the idea they need Shishim against the Tipa, number one, from the Chaticho, number two, in the Gdero. Who Shishim is that? Pelo. Come along the Taz, the way he wants to answer. You want to say, really, the case of here, we're going like the Ri, passing like the Ri. And the case over here is halfway in, halfway out. If so, what should halacha be? We only need shishim of the gedera. Only shishim of the gedera. Chaticho should be mutter. Before the nafsha, he asked the piece. He made up a new din. No makar, no rishon. Before the nafsha. I could say, last word of nafsha, he's chayshim for the rashi, for the Dr. Moshe. Can't say. But that's not what he says over here. He said, before the nafsha. Mamash, you think about it, it's a chiddush. The halacha really, it goes like the Ri. And he made up a sword in Afshar, the Pella, a new Isser to ask the piece over here. Void, the Taz himself says, it's a Pella. If you read the words of Ramah, the Ramah says, the Chain, also, a new case over here, when like he said, the Loch is, Nishishim against both. The Chain. So the Taz, what happened? According to me, the Mechaber is paskening Rashi, the Ramah is paskening Ri, it's Yeshayim, it's Machlokes over here. That means that we're having a case over here of a Yeshayim. Different sheet over here. So how in the world come along and say, oh, we have a chain? And also, Yeshurim, a fellow, a taimo, a word that has a taimo. So says the word Yeshurim. That means he has shat in the Ramah, that in Chiddush number one, he asked the piece, in the Rishito, and number two, it's really Yeshurim. They point out, before again, the Taz Lishitosoi, it can't come along and say over here that we're going to be Chishis for Rashi Shito, when do Rashi always need the idea of Shishi versus Chaticho? That's a Taz. The way the Shach comes along, the way he comes along and says, the deal here about them is the Ramah and Masopek, Rashi or Ri. And where's the case over here? It's halfway in, halfway out. So according to Rashi, it's only Shishim versus Chaticho versus Tipo. According to Ran, it's Shishim versus Kedero over here. Therefore, since over here we're not sure exactly where it is, what the Loch is Rashi or the Ri, so we can't take on both sheets over here. Sopek. And again, the Taz cannot say that, because he has, if it will go like Rashi, it will come along to Nishi versus Chaticho. So the shach of the shitosa came along with his malach. Taz has his malach. They point on the shach. You have to realize, in the mechaba, what's the kimto? It's passing over here, the re-end is fully out. According to the shach, what's the kimto the ramo? It's halfway in and halfway out. It's pella, they're saying v'chein, and they just switch cases over here to make up a new din over here. I v'chein, and also this halacha, and he switched cases. I mean, it comes out, you have to realize, this ramo is Rav from the Igra, the way the Taz and Shach East explained, each one has a pella over here. Taz himself has a pella, so said, yesh, oimu na v'chein, void, he made up a din as far as an afshay. According to the shach, what happened? Different cases. One's cutting, one's fully out, and then another cutting case is halfway in, halfway out. Come along with the new tint for both sheets over here. Therefore, on the page, are two more mahalchim and an answer pshan ramo. Let me show test. Maybe only have no taz and shach, but myself for yedia, you have to know there are two other mahalchim over here. There's a third mahalchim over here. The grain says on the page, and it's really before in the Beis Hillel, and the Bechamudis on the Rosh over here, the Be'er Goyle beforehand, the Prim Godim. They come along to say very simple. Toy Sefer. If it's a mistake, no more. Now, what exactly is the mistake over here? The three ways of saying over what exactly the mistake over here is. The way the Divine Chamudis and the Rosh is over, very simple. Take out the whole line of the Amor. Just erase it. Come over to your Shulchan Aruch. You erase it. Fine. The second way, the way the Gaon says over, and before on the Beis Hillel, he says the word of the Amor is im yesh shishim. Don't say im yesh shishim. Change the words to ein shishim. Ein shishim. Same thing the Be'er Goyle says, Prim Godim says, Ein Shishim. But now the question, Ein Shishim what? If Ein Shishim says they're going to Beis Hillel Bechaticho, that means they change two words, they're going. They're going to Beis Hillel says, Ein Shishim Bechaticho, then we have this halacha. And how the passing? So simple understanding is passing like Rashi or the Darkei Moshe. We only look at the Chaticho over here. There's no Shishim coming to us, only the Chaticho, not further. And I just said in the Darkei Moshe. We're going like Rashi over here, or what's halacha? We're coming to ask only this piece and not further over here. That could be also, it's really the B, and it's all fully out. What Pashi is saying is like Rashi, and only ask the Chaticho. We read the Prim Godim says over the Be'er Goyle, the Goyle's grandfather, no. Sim ein shishim, I keep the words Begadero. Meishim Begadero, and what's the Kim to say the Prim Godim? It's fully out, and passing like the B. That means in the Toy Sefer, either you can take it out. Or the Tayyip Sefer, you change two words in passing Rashi. Or the Tayyip Sefer, you change one word in passing Re. So even the Tayyip Sefer, you have three things. Either it's not passing, or you're going Re or Rashi. Fine. That's a third option, Shalom Ram over here. A fourth option, the Mekibek on the page, before in the Chavastas, Beislech Mihudo. We know there's a locha of something called Shomein, something called Kochosh. Kochosh the Maisa will not go out, something that Shomein the Maisa does go out. So we're coming to Asr Chaticho. Would it go out to the case to ask it inside the Kedero? Well, it should depend if it's Kochosh or Shomein. Now, we know the Loch and Sim Kofay, the Amal Sheet is, Einanu Mekiyim ben Kochosh or Shomein. Especially if you want, the case of milk, we'll see over here, where no one knows, the Shach and Taz, Bekim Achlikis over here, Rashbo, and Rosh, exactly is the case over here of Kochosh and Shomein by the case of Cholov. What is Cholov the Maestro? Can this woman tell me it depends on 1%, 3%? I'm not sure it depends upon that either. But the Maestro, is it Kochosh or Shomein over here? So the Maisa comes out, if it's a case of Kochosh, we'll stay in the piece, it won't come out. It's blue, doesn't come out when it's Kochosh. One Shomein, it does come out. So what is over here? Ein lo mekiyim. Therefore, the loch is, we're not sure it'll be Kochosh both ways. We have to come along and say, Asa the Chaticho, because maybe it's Kochosh, it didn't come out. Unless it's Shishim. We have to say, maybe it does come out, you have to do the Kedero, where it's a Tipo over here, maybe it does come out. So you know why I come to say Shishim, or the Chaticho, and the Kedero against the Tipo? Because maybe it's Kochosh, maybe it's Shomein over here. Very simple. Now, exactly whose shita is he in? Because the Chavadas, he's in shita's Rashi, and halfway in. Maestro, those one time, it could be fully out, and shita's three. So it won't come out clear. Say, what depends what the kimt is, then whose shita is going in. That means it comes out, who is the Ramah passing like? We really have four ways to say, Shalom Ramah. That means according to Shach, he's passing a Sophic. He's closer to Rashi and the Ri. According to Taz, he's passing Ri. He has to Chatechim as far as the Nafshay. According to the Toy Sefer, maybe he's passing Re, or he's passing Rashi. Depends which Toy Sefer you're going with. Say, in the Bekim, depends where the Kimt is. Is it fully out, or halfway in or halfway out? Why is that called the Tiba hit it, and it'll go inside the Chatech over here. Tiba's Chalom go inside the whole Tiba's. Well, oh, get to that. We'll get that also. We'll get that. We'll get that. Step by step. Now, in this Akimto, let's take it first, now, the other way around. We have over here a machlokes again, where the tipa hit this chaticha, to be judged chaticha, the gdera. Let's say the tipa hit the chaticha, and you push it fully in. Now it's in. So you have to have the whole tight gdera against this chaticha over here. Or against this clip over, or against the tipa over here. But in the gdera itself, the other piece of meat that's sticking out. So the piece of the meat that is sticking out, and the tipa's hole is inside the pot, you mistarve the pieces of meat that are sticking out. Just like we say when things are sticking out. Yom HaChlokes Rashi and the Ran, does it go in? Not the other way around. When the tipa's hole is inside the stew, are we mistarve now to make it, in case of Shishim, those pieces that are sticking out? So you could say, a simple understanding, says the Prima Godim, what Amal Zivchei Tzedek, has Rashi and the Ran. Rashi and the Ri. According to Rashi, just like it didn't go in, it didn't go out. Not mistar. According to the Ri, it did go in, it would go out. That would be the simple understanding. Sorry? It took the whole entire piece of the tip, it was whole, put it fully inside. Fully inside. And now you have other pieces sticking out. So according to Rashi, it did not go in. If it was left fully in, so Kim and Michelle also was sticking out. According to the Ri, the Rashi can. Tell us, Shani. Come along the Bach, and he says, well, we learn the Vach and Simon Kofay. We get involved with things in the Milam and the Roitiv and Mistarif and not Mistarif. We say things the Maisa might go in, down, but if we go up and Mistarif with the Milo, Mafay the Milo, we're not Mafay the Milo. Only Mafay the Matan, not the Milo. You want time to say we and say the Ran, you cannot Mistarif what's outside. Al Sada Shlishi, come along the Achrein, the Chavadas, or Chashulchon, and say, according to Rashi, what's the Loch over here? That the idea is saying that should not go out. According to Rashi, also mitzav, even what's outside, what's the halacha? It goes through the whole entire chaticha, was saying. That means according to the Dakamosh, according to the Ran, it goes into the chaticha. Put the Mordechai to the side. So that means if half the piece is in, so it goes into the whole entire chaticha. So one time, though, forget, we're mitzav, what? Even things are sticking out, because we know when it's sticking out halfway, Rashi says it goes into the whole entire chaticha. So you also, when it now fully in, it goes into the chaticha, it goes into the inside the whole entire chaticha. Because the whole chaticha, we don't divide up, according to the again the Ran and according to the Daikim Moshe over here. So come out, and the Shulchan goes this way. Comes out to mistarif what is outside, and who is understanding Havona, in which in the Rishonim over here, some say it's simple understanding for Chloikis Rashi in the Ran. Other one, Taina, even according to the Ri, not be mistarif the Bach. And the Shulchan says he goes to the Chavadas to even mistarif according to Rashi over here. Take it a step further now. We have this tipo that goes on top of this chaticha, the same goes inside the whole entire chaticha. According to Rashi, even if it's mixed it's inside, according to Ri, even if it's fully outside. The question is, Valocha Tzli, Valocha is by Tzli, is when it's a case of Kochush, it's Ketei Netilo. So, how in the world are we saying Valocha is Kuloi, when we know Valocha Tzim Kofei, so Dalid, we get a Kochush, a case of it is Ketei Netilo. So that's the Taz and Shach is the question, both in Sivkot and Gimel. The Taz has two Tzim and the Shach has three Tzim over here. The first malach they bring down is that there's, first the Ran really at some points out there's a problem here. The Ran himself points it out. He wants a mechalek, the loch and sim kofei, the idea in sim kofei, discussing a situation where it's a case of tzli, mamish, roasting it, and thereby a case of tzli is netilo. Mashenkin over here discussing a case in a kedero, a case of bishul. I mean, bishul will happen, there's hevel, and therefore there's lachluchis, and therefore the mishpash is inside the whole entire piece over here. So the mishpash, we're into the whole piece. The skull over here, why? Because it's in the Kedeo and Bishul. The cash is, looking at Sim Kofay, he's making good turrets, the Ran saying the Sugyo. But Mechab and Sim Kofay says a case of Kedeo. I mean, over here's Kedeo, there's a Kedeo. So, Mesev to this, the Shach, it has the same idea of Mashal, that we not mean the idea of Kedeo versus Sli, we mean the idea over here that there's Lachluchis versus no Lachluchis. And let's tell over here. Negate the case when it's inside a pot, but it's double gush. So something that's over here, then the loch will be only a case of netilah. When it's solo, when there's a liquid over here, then this hevel goes up, and the spasha makes everything over here even over here. So come along.
Liquid is
solo. The solo, or the pot of it. Not even the team is cholov. Not the team is cholov. Team is cholov hits it, but there's a stew over here, a liquid over here. The whole stew, it's a cholent over here, with liquid over here. Number one, what?
There's
liquid
in the pot
that's liquid in the pot inside the whole entire piece. Yes.
The chilek is what's going in. It's
no, that's not the chilek. The chilek is what's in the kedera itself. The chilek is in the kedera. Is it something that's
not, it's a gush.
It's a gush, right. The case over here, the case is gush, it's, even though it's in a pot, and it has some liquid to it, but the thing over here is gush, or double other words that has over here, and it's not has a liquid, it's not a stew over here, and the lochid get it up sleep, even though it's in a kedero. That means that you have to realize we have a ran over here, and they're taking the ran, they're extending it, and limiting the mechaber. That means it comes out, this mahalach is a chiddush, and the chiddush point out. That means the simple reading of the ran is a case of bishul versus sli. Come on, the chiddush is saying, no, that's not the chiluk. The chiluk is whether a case of it's solul or not solul. And they'll come on the case over here that's solul, that situation will be a case of kuloi. That's how they extend the ran, much in case of when it's in a kedero. Be a case over here get in the kedero that has double gush, will be a case of tzli over here. That means also limiting the mechaber. Mechaber in some kofes is kedero, means dark in the case of kedero, it's only double gush. That means this teretz has to limit the mechaber and extend the ran over here. That's one malach. A second way of answering this, come with the choinim, and they bring down, that's what is milk? Is milk kochush, or is milk shaman over here? They bring down to machloikis, taz and shach, machloikis rosh rosh rashbo, Sirius and Mechaber and Simpe Zayin we saw, and Sif Yudalef, the Mechaber and Simukofei, and Sif Zayin over there. What exactly is it? And there, they want time of the reason why to be Mach when we go inside the whole entire piece, on the side of the Chol of the Maisa milk is the case of Shaman over here. The question is, if milk of Maisa is Shaman over here, so we're saying over here, and then the Chaticha is not called the Chaticha of Li Reiter, why? Because the case over here is only Kochush, not Shaman. Shaman of that it goes in, like those Simukofei Zif Zayin. So we're saying, what? It's Shaman that goes in. But it doesn't go out. Why? Because kochush. That's the steer maybe. It doesn't come. Again, the look is istablua, which kochush doesn't come out. But shaman does come out. Because we know istablua does not come out, tibas chol doesn't come out. If it's not coming out, then how in the world is it going fully inside the whole entire piece? So, words of the pichodish, the placey, or choshulchon, they say over it's called shem shuman ktsas. Chiddush, shuman ktsas. It's enough, it has shuman sorry to go through the whole entire piece. But not enough to give the get of being mamash shomein to ask the next piece. Chiddush also. That's the second teretz over here, Tazan and Shach bring down. Third teretz is only brought down by the case over here by the Shach. He says, Be'etzem, the milk over here in is kochush. He had the bayah to say, milk over here is shomein, the other place in the case over here is kochush. He doesn't like that teretz. Elmei over here, milk Be'etzem is kochush. But the meat over here is shomein. When the meat is shomein, we know the Loch has brought down Sim Kofei and Sefei, built upon the Sugun of Ein Vav and Beis and Psochim, that the Issek can affair the Heter and may go on further, or the Shaman can affair that someone's Kofei may go further, by the Sugun of Reicha, which it says in Machaber, and they gave to the Sugun of Sam Issa Shaboy, this is Kofei can not go on further, but the Shaman thing will mefato the Kofei thing. Now the Kofei thing will have the Koyach of being Shaman, and now how far will go? Go further through the whole type piece over here. That means, so why is it going through the whole entire piece? Because the meat is shomein. Not the chol is shomein. The meat is shomein, which now makes the milk shomein and goes through. That's the kimta. Mashenki, the loch, and sim, and kofei, which is not going through the whole entire piece, the meat is kochush. That's the chol. When the meat is kochush, the meat is shomein. Now, why the taz not bring down the turrets? Because go look at the loch, and sim, kofei, sefei. The idea that, the concept, that something is shomein, something is kochush, because sugi reichel, not sugi of bishul and sleep. Come on, the words are tossed over there when he says over. His words are ein lo yisoid ve'ikir klal ubli ian amuloi. These words are not true. There's no such concept. It's made up. Sugi reichel, nothing to do with the case of a fire. And there were the shach over there says it is ms. And there were those go like the shach is coming from the Torah mechaber and those pass like it like the mishabura tofan aleph. But the ma'ase of the tossed not being on teretz. He says no makor for it. The chodesh the goyin the chanish will argue they would not bring down the teretz. That means, we have this kashu here, and we have three teretz, and each one really is not that simple. Again, we have one teretz over here of the Ran's idea, kedero versus case over here of bishul, and the way it extended is all soul versus something that's in the tea over here, soul versus something that's over. That means extending and limiting over here the mechaber and the Ran. The second idea is milk kofesh or shomein, is a chiddush. And the third idea, mefafeya, is also a chiddush. Those are three teretz over here. Aloch l'maiso. How are we coming to go Paschal over here? We have the Rashi and we have the Ri. Now, first of the Sanhana Paschin, let's say we have over here Sifayis. We're not finished yet. The Taz will send the Loch and Sifdalid. Let them not see Sifdalid yet. Let's say we'll be Mufosh, Astir, or Amor. The same exact Kimto. One time of Paschin one way, one time of Paschin another way. The Mice will come out. There are two things over here. This could be the Sugil over here of Timas Cholov Negeh to Basar B'Cholov. It will be the case Negeh to Shar Yisur. So to answer the Ramah, or if we can't answer the Ramah, we'll have to leave to get to Sardalit. But to focus now on the idea of Timas Cholov by the case of Basar B'Cholov. I need to ask him Timas Cholov by the idea of Basar B'Cholov. So first, those who are Paskin, Rashi. That's Taz went this way, that's Pshat in the Mechabah, says the Taz. And he says, which Rashi you going to like? The Ran's Rashi. That means the case over here that the people ask Chaticha, and after ask Chaticha, and he treats him against that in the G'day over here. That's how the Chavis, that's the Maisa Paskins over here. So the Urchel Shulchan, the Swarm, Maisa, we are not Michosh for the Ran's Rashi. I mean, it's true that Taz passed like that, Swarm did not go that way. Other Rashi's, but not the Ran's Rashi. That's like a double chum over here. And ask Chaticha, and then have Shishim versus the Chaticha. We don't do that. The second way to Paskin straight, we have over the Shach that says, Paskin, we. Straight up, we. Why? Das kol machabrim, das kol achrinim. Right? He has a list. It's except for Ben Yeruchim, and except for Rashi, and except for the Rajba, right? Everyone except for those three, and there are others also. Fine, might say Paskin, all machab, all achrinim, and he has the machab that way. He has the Rambam that way. The Shitosa, he has those Rishonim that way. And therefore, there's a Pichodosh, and the Plesi, and Pimgonim, and going, they're passing straight we. That means first, that those passing straight. I mean, either those passing straight Rashi, Taz, or straight we, Shach. My says from afterwards, as I point out, it's not that simple to go passing anybody straight over here. They come and make it to the Shlavim over here. How exactly to go passing? That means the way the Chokh Mazodim and the Bada Shulchan, how he brings down Lokhla Maiso, is with Chlishish for Rashi. But which Rashi, the Dakim Moishis Rashi, that's the Chaticho. We have some rubo, might be something to make all with three. That means it comes along, three batsman's a kulo. That means you have a piece halfway inside, and the team falls on top of it, like there's against the team over here, will matter everything. That means you go to the shach, everything's mortar. Come along the Chokh Mazodim says, but might have Rashi. They said the Maisa to be Chosh for Rashi. Again, which Rashi, that can Moshe Rashi only ask the Chaticho? The Lochid, but have some rubo, go like three, because that's the most Bechara, most of the Shem go that way. That's about the Shulchan Aleph Paskins. Absad Revi, also make like a cane syrup. Come along for Shulchan, there's a Chetzedek, Moshe Chum goes this way. He said we Paskin how? We're not sure. The Shach says the Ramah was not sure. That's Shach, the Shach, in the Ramah, the Mesubik, Rashi, the Re. And the day, the Mesubik, Rashi, the Re. Mesubik, we're not sure what to go do. Therefore, practically when it happens in the house, Tibus Chol falls on top of a piece of meat. You know, you go over to a rov. And he's asking like a simple question. It's a sugya, Dr. Ches, just answer the Shiloh. He starts asking, you know, where is it? How much? Rishita? Like, you have to realize nothing here is simple. There's not one Rishon that's simple, and same Shana one Rishon over here. And most Rovs will tell you, be machmer, unless they have some Ruba. Why? Because otherwise, something has Ruba. The Rovs just sit down, go through, think who Shita going to go like, how to pass, is it how much level have some Ruba? And there's so many Kolom and Gedorim, I have to find it. Is it Sli? Is it Bishul? The Ran is Mokokosh or Shomin, or Inan Bekim. Is it the Hefzid, or Vada Bekim? No, there's so many avenues to analyze over here of how to judge it, how to calculate it. In each case, it's a Machlokes. That's why when you go to a Rav and he looks perplexed, you're like, what do you mean? So, Sugyo. Yeah, because the Sugyo is perplexable. Yeah, good words. Fine. Now, take it now a step further over here. We're saying over here the Chaticho Maisa situation can be usher when they have no Shishim on the Chaticho. Each one according to his own cheater, whether according to means out, according to Rashi's halfway in, Taz and Shach, the piece of Maisa is usher. Don't like Kedera, the Maisa is Motor. So in the case of the Chaticho usher, Kedera Motor. Again, that means according to me, the case of here it's fully out, according to Rashi even halfway in. What happens with this Chaticho touches other pieces? That means that this Chaticho, again, according to Rashi, make it simple, halfway in, halfway out. But it touches another piece. And the whole time Kedera is not mistarif. Who can answer what over here, that what it touches? I mean, somehow on the page discussing Kedera or Chaticha. What happened to the Chaticha that touches something else? What's the look in that case? Is it Kuloi? Is it Netilo? Is it Klipo? Is it nothing? Four different options over here. So it says the Taz and the Shach, both Sivkot and Zayin. They come along and says, Ayin Simkofei Siv Zayin. So the Taz over there and Sivkot and Zayin. Ayin over there, and there it says nothing. Now the Shach says Ayin over there, and it says Netilo. They send you the same exact makor. They say, what's the look of the piece that touches it? It says the Shach Netilo. The Shach might say nothing. How? That means it comes out, we have a third question over here to what to judge. That means Rav says, fine. Chaticha I got, there I got. What's the piece that touches it? How the Shach say two opposites over here, from the same makor. What's going on over here? So you really have to go back to Simon Kofes of Zion and see what goes on over there. There's a long shot where they're explaining our sugyo or Tibas Chalav. It goes to Mamash our sugyo. That means, say, the kids, what it says over there. Over there, Mechaban says Zion speaks out when one chaticha touches the other chaticha. Look at the ask the other chaticha. It's only when it's Isser Machmas Atzmoy. Says Mechaba, what's the example? You go in the Velo, Ubasa Mechalav. Otherwise, if it's a blue, it won't come out when it's kachosh. It won't come out. Unless it's Issa Machmas Atzmoy. What is Issa Machmas Atzmoy? You have a piece of meat that's Belea Cholov. You take out this meat that's Cholov inside. Is that Issa Machmas Atzmoy or Issa Blua? I mean, if the milk's kachosh, would it come out? If it's Issa Blua, it won't come out. Issa Machmas Atzmoy, it does come out. So what's a piece of Basar that's Belea Cholov? What is that case over there? Mechaba says, Basar, Becholov is an Issa Machmas Atzmoy. In fact, the Taz, on the Achoinim, it's a Belea. The boss is having over here, Belea's Cholov. It's not an Issa Machmas Atzmoy. It's an Issa Blue over here. Since the Taz, shot in the Mechaba, calling Yam Shishloimo, it means that Basar is touching Gevino, or touching milk. I mean, not Basar, Belea, Becholov, shot in the Mechaba. When Basar touches Gevino, touches the milk over here, the Basar is by itself, and the Cholov by itself, that is a get of Issa Machmas Atzmoy. That is a get over here. The kasher is Chanan. We know, and the Tzad Achorim and Chaticha Ruel Eschabed, the Loch and Sim Kuvalov, over there it says, by the Geta Ruel Eschabed, has to be Issa Machmas Atzmoy, not Blua, Blua is not Roy, to be Chaticha Ruel Eschabed. Over there it says, Basar Belei Becholov, what's a Loch, it's a Chaticha, that what is Machmas Atzmoy, it's Choshev over here. Why Chanan, Chaticha Nas Nevela, if it agrees by Basar Becholov? If so, why is it Taz, Yam Shlom over there saying, the Metzias is that Basar Belei Becholov is a blow won't come out. I said that we go right after the Sugya Tibas Cholov that Kuf Chesed doesn't come out. Why that so? Al Ma'asek Moshe calling it Issa Machmas Atzmoy Sugya B'Chanan. So the Shach over there, you bring down the Sefer Sh'orov, that means the Chumat Adesh and the Goy Shayadura. It gives you a marshal. So the example, let's say you have a big bagot over here that is made of tzemer and one chut of pishtun inside on one end. To cover yourself with the other end of the bagot. It's all klein. The whole entire thing is also. Well, let's say you cut off now the tzemer from the foot that is pushed inside. Now it's mutter. It was also came mutter. Why? Because we know there's no chut over here. There's no chut of the pushed inside the tzemer. We know it's not there. Keinze says, let's say Leo, the words of the Shach, let's say Leo no, he came and told you, you're right, it's possible to call the chadich and asnav, 100%. But now Leo came and told you, you don't know what happened. This piece touched the other piece. Only Basar came out without the chalav. Came along, we had the Urim Tumim and told that to you. But what came out? Only the boss and not the cholov. What's the locha? Boss and mutter. Boss and mutter. So doesn't ask the other piece over here. So Chazal is telling you, what's his side? Chazal tells you, the Metzias is what comes out? Only the boss and not the cholov. You're right, it's Chanan. Chetichan nas in the Vela. It's royalist, and Mitzah Chetichan is Chavid, it's Echanami Tikuva Dov, that's also. When they get to the next piece, Mivla Bola, Mivla Bola. It goes inside but won't come out. Won't come out. What's coming out? Basar. It's like cutting off the tzemer from the chutah pishtun. It's cutting off the basar from the chalav over here. Maisit smuter. The devil comes out. What's akim to the mechaber? The basar is touching gevina. That's mashal. That's the taz over there. The devil, what's the taz over here say? What's the locha touching the other pieces? It doesn't come out. What's coming out? Basar. Eliyahu told you the only basar coming out. So this basar, that he was chalav inside. You come and ask you, it's osir. Chanan, 100% osir. Take this piece, touch the next piece. What comes out? Basar. Boss is fine. They will not ask all the pieces of the mice and smutter. That's it, Taz. The Shitosai. Goes on the shach and then says, this Mahalach. He said, no, I don't like it. I mean, this pshat, he said, oh, for Leo, he doesn't like Elio's this pshat. Go further and says, no. But it's Issimach Masatzmai. I think Moses says, Tibas Cholov is Mivla Bola, Mivla Loi Palat. He says, two Mahalachim. When he says, what's Moses saying, Mivla Bola, Mivla Loi Palat? He doesn't ask the whole entire piece afterwards. That means this piece will not ask the whole entire piece. The next piece. But maybe it'll ask in the Tilo. The Gemara wants a pshat in the Yehuda. They'll ask the whole entire piece. The kid doesn't come out. You right, doesn't come out to ask it everything. But ask in the Tilo. That's one Malach. You got a friend that says, near Belav Ochiloi Kosher, not even that so. The whole idea of Mivloi Polat, this cantil here, up in the round we said before, so the Gemara's have a Mino. We said this side of Eshel Sait, the Mice is going to be Mutter, they don't say this to give Hanan. But said the Shach, now, we get down the round, we say, after starting to Osir Chanan, now come along and say, that look at that, the boss of Belei Becholov, Tibas Cholov, Maisis Osir, now that I ask it, now I can ask the next piece over here. I mean, don't bring me a raya from the Gemara that says it's Balei and not Polak. That's one half a mino. One must come in, the maaseh comes out. Then it goes on further and says, how much comes out? Well, the milk is only kachosh. It only comes out in case of the tilo. I, the mohol, in the mekiyim, by the case of it's kachosh or shomein, let's ask the entire thing. No, because we're bekiyim in blias. Not bekiyim in guvado, but bekiyim in blias. I mean, at the end of the day, the shach is saying, it does come out, but how much? You have two ways to say, oh, the get it comes out, only case of the tilo. The other shach says, how much? A couple lines over here, it's gone zayin. What's the loch? The other pieces, he says, the tilo, like kufay siv zayin. I mean, it comes out, tazan shach, again, so it's kufay zayin, what's the shach in the mechaber? What's the kim to the mechaber? What's the loch touching the other piece? Taz over there says, it's a blue, won't come out at all, it's mutter. So here, piece of the tazan of the mice is mutter. The shach over there goes the whole time, sugar and tibas chol, because now having the maskana of the mongo shayim. He says it comes out, and they, it does come out. How much? Kachosh, because your milk is kachosh over here. And they've come out as a case of the tilo. They've only asked a case of the tilo, right over here. The other pieces are the tilo. I mean, according to Shach, and Rav will have to answer you, shall it happen to you, what's the loch in the gate to the chaticho? What's the loch in the gate to the pieces that touch the chaticho? What's the loch in the gate to the kedai over here? According to the Taz, the mice is not that way. So again, it comes out. These words, the Kron Zayin, again, the Taz and Shach, both the Kron Zayin, they come out. The machloik is, what is both of blue b'chalav? Is that called an Issa Machmas Atzmai? That's the words of the Shach, and they will ask for the Tilo. But they get an Issa Bluo, my character Kochish will not come out. Just to think about it, what? Yeah, the Chabah would say Shaman is different. Yeah, that's the Chabah, but he's saying milk is Kochish. That's one of his rights, right? You say, the Mevuchah what milk is. That's another problem. That's another issue. The Shach and Taz say it's a stir. The book point is a stir. Which you have to really just point out, just bring out the point of the Kasha. The Taz is saying over here, we have a tipo that goes inside the chaticho and asks the chaticho, and now from the chaticho, what's in, they'll go according to Rashi, go into the whole tie pot. Yet, he comes along the time and says, that's the Kron Gimel. The Kron Zaini says, what happens? We come along and ask the chaticho, and the locha will not, the piece that touches it, the maestro, will not come to Aser. He just says, it goes from the chaticho to the whole tie pot. It's the Kron Gimel. The Kron Zaini says, I'll ask the chaticho, I won't ask anything next to it. All right. So this bring, I'm saying, I bring out the point of the kasha. It's discussing different things. One's discussing a sugya of bishul. One's discussing a sugya of tli of cham becham. Taz speaks it out. He said, when's cham becham, the loch won't come out be matter. Okay, the bishul go out the entire thing fully. That means again, the rov will have to understand. Well, what cases will be according to Taz? Same thing according to Shach. Just point out. Shach comes out. What's the loch going to Rashi? Stays inside the chaticho. And yet Rashi, right, says, what, like the dark moish according to Rashi goes in the chaticho. That's it. Doesn't go further. The other shach is gone, Zion is saying, what happens? Goes inside the chaticha, it comes out, the tilo. You said it doesn't come out. So it must be, when he says it doesn't come out, mean what does it mean come out? Does it come out more than a tilo? It means echram, the tilo does come out. I mean, the shach says it doesn't come out, let that kemosha, means it doesn't come out the whole entire pot. But it will come out to contain the tilo, to ask the next piece over here. That means it comes out. You'll not the right, the piece that's touching it.
The right will have the same thing.
Yeah, well, that will give out a sugar of writing on the way it is, exactly. I'm beside it together. But he had to ask the thing that touched him. Then he had to look in back in Tzadik Aleph, Sadalit. Tzadik Aleph, Tzadik Aleph, Sadalit, but he gave to a clip of, if you don't know where it is, you can make it on it, right? I hear. I think about it. Maisik, yeah, just point out again, it sounds like they're saying opposite things over here. The two different cases, you have to. Say one sleeve, one special, one the taz, and one the shach, before will come out to even ask the tilo. Another point they see, we're saying over here by tibas cholov asked by the bosser. What happened if the tibas cholov, the milk will tell me a chicken? Does chicken have the same confusion or plexicality over here? Is it the same concept? So you read the basis of Enes Tekon Gimel, bring down the Goyth Oshri, Maestri Mimekel. And a chicken won't have this halach over here, of tibas cholov, or the only sheets over here. I said the place did not go bring down, not mechalik. Now that especially we have the cousins in ready inside a ches, it says it should be more machmer and chicken. I said the pichodosh and kiva eger and the sugin chulin or a shulchan. The place might bring down not mechalik between the case of chicken and meat. Sometimes a rub will be mitzarfed, especially a chicken. So again, so it comes out that we have again the different sheets over here, and we have to analyze them, plug them in. That's again the first half of we have the Mechaber. Again, Tibas Cholov, full top piece of meat. We have to know Rashi Lui, Hushito, Bishul Tzli. We have to know if it's a Taz and Shach. You have to know if it's Hefsi Mubo. The Mechaber, there are more. Second half. I mean, the first half is a case over here of pulling on top of it. Second half is a case of, let's say, fell on top of it. Let's think of near Vikise. Now, to get to near Vikise, first with Mekofret, the mission of Rav Kolches brings down the idea of Noyer, to mix it together, Rashi's Miyad, look at that way in the Sigyo. The Bryce brings down the idea of Vikise. Why is the covered over here? The Sayyid is when you mix it together, or Vikise, you covered over here, the Sebastian to the whole entire Kedera. And then come along, the Kedera, you only need a verse of the Teep over here, and not the whole entire thing. Now, the words over here of the Rambam, brought down by the Mechaber, you have to Menar, Mitchila, Vatsayf. The question is, Avada Mitchila, but Saif Dafko, Lav Dafko. Is it Dafko now? So come along the Beisayf, where he wants to say over, he wants time it's Dafko. Why? To be Chosh over here, that maybe you're not Menar Yafo. Maybe you didn't do it that well. Therefore, it comes down to the Loch over here, you have to Menar Yafo, you have to Mitchila, Vatsayf. Asada Shaini. The words of the Bach, we call it like Ben Chaviv. So the words of the Rambam Maisa is Lav Dafko. Then Mevucha in the Pshan, the Mechaber, we did it, Dafko, Lav Dafko. And this should be clear over here also, again to Ner Vikisai, the two Shlavim over here. One is when you did it already, it was done. And number two, Kedu Lechad Chilo. It means you read the, also the Shulchan Aruch where the two Shlavim in the Shulchan Aruch. When it happened, is Ner Mechil Vatsayf, and Kedu Lechad Chilo Ner Mechil Vatsayf. First, the first Shlav. When it was done in Mechil Vatsayf, what's the Locha? You need to say Dafko not. Machlok is shot in the Rambam. Beisayzu says it's dafk even b'soif, but maybe not minay yofo, and only not to b'soif. Tzal Sheni, the Bach, Rechon Hashem, Lav Daka, Riben Chaviv. Tzal Shlishi, the language of the Taz over here, if they got to the Taz over here, it's called Vav. Kamali wants to answer. No, the word, the no machlok is Torah versus Rambam. I mean, Rambam says Aloch is b'soif. Torah wants to argue with it upon him. Says the Taz, they misunderstood each other. And the word b'soif, the Torah thought it meant only to the end of the cooking. Misayif means until the teapot disappears and gets absorbed inside of it. Misayif just means until the end of the teapot gets evolved, submerged fully, and splashed fully inside the piece over here. Three options in the Rambam. Lemaisa, do we need the idea of Bimina Mitchil Vatsayif? So the Beis Yosef says, Lemaisa, do need it. And being done lost in the Rambam over here, it sounds like Lemaisa, you do need it that way. How come on the, again, the Achrenim and the Paiskim disagree whether the Torah says he disagrees with the Rambam? Where the Ribben Chaviv says the Rambam is Lav Dafko, the Ramal Maisa brings down near Mitchilo. As he brings down Lochel Maisa, only Mitchilo. There was the Yam Shloimo and the Bach and the Taz, the Shach in the Maskunas that way, the Chodesh, the Crazy, all the place came over here agree with Mama Halach that near Mitchilo Maisa is enough. That means this we have an answer. What's the Lochel near Mitchilo? No Machloikis, no Shailo, near Mitchilo. The question now is, what is Zman near Mitchilo? Right away, after we do it Miyad. What's Miyad? So says the Orcha Shulchan, EF Shulavar. Give me what's Miyad over here? Told him, Beroys Einem Amoro. So we finally got something that everyone agrees to. But what is that? We're not sure what that is exactly. We don't know exactly what Miyad over here is. The words of the Bada Shulchan, but you can share with Zer, Lois Pasha, Paiski Mutsarachim. What is that? What level is that? Is it 10 seconds, 30 seconds, a minute? Right, agree. Right? Ashad Orcha Shulchan says, Bada Shulchan. We don't know. So we have a head to the everyone agrees to, we're not sure what the head exactly is. But Maisa, Miyad, if you do Mamish Miyad 1 second, everyone agrees to that. But how far is that? So with this, Bethlehem, we see the concept over here of Miyad. Building upon this, then we see the idea that we take a tipo, fell on top of the piece of meat, and now Miyad, now take the whole entire day versus a tipo. What happens if you miss Salik the Chol of Miyad? That means not you took the tipo. Let's say a piece of cheese fell on top of your piece of meat over here. We're saying with the milk, we mix it miyad, the whole entire thing. Do we have also the heter that take the piece of cheese, fell on top of something, and misalik miyad? That means we know the chamud daniel, simuk kufay, brought down with bischachuvas to konches. Over there he says, and the maestro said over, the one time a person, Erev Shabbos, he had bubbling soup, chicken soup on the fire. And the American cheese they brought from America, a block of it, frozen, fell inside chicken soup. The guy pulled out miyad. The question was, can you eat the chicken soup? Can you eat the chicken soup? It says the chamud daniel. Maisa miyad is mutter. How does I know? Says the chamud daniel. Unfortunately, locha simitzak base to base. Over there it says when you mix the miyad. The locha said when you cover miyad. What's the locha? Mitzar for everything. And also, why? Because it didn't want to smash it yet. So you take it off me out, it'll be the same exact look over here. No difference over here. And therefore, the people told me the mice that ate the chicken soup that night. Friday night, they ate it. Now, do we passing like this come with Neil, that's brought down by the Pesach Tshuva. I mean, true, the Pesach Tshuva being not local Maisa, he seemed to pass in that way. The Tshuva by Nefesh Chaya this way. The Archa Shulcha calls it Devei Tam. So says Yaakov will go this way. But Maisa, most of them do not go this way. The Archaim HaKadosh, the Prim Godim, Shlom Kluger, the Zezov, Yad Yehudo. The Pesach Maisa come on to be Machmer. Again, Yeskani Rav, usually the Mistarfit as a sniff of Chalapachas. That means the Masham, two different Tshuvas. One time he used it as a tzirif, one time he used it as a tzirif with the case of the Rabban over here. It's from a mitzvah of the Shito. The question is, according to Chloraya, he says, the Shkujuva says, Ma'a Sigur over here.
So he holds
the Tila also. Hashim means nothing. I can't remember if it's a Kavachayim, it's a Tila. So I'm saying, where did Kavachayim get it from? But Hashim means nothing. Take it off. Now, before the send this from, let's analyze what the Chilik over here is. Now, you have to realize there are two different cases. There's a case over here in the Mechaber and the case of the Chumud Neil. The case of the Mechaber is causing how to calculate. That means, is it Tiber versus the Chaticho or Tiber versus the Kedero? A lot of this is over here. The question is, do we say Chanan and then we need a case of Kedero versus Chaticho? We don't say Chanan. The question is, what? There is Tam. How to calculate where the Tam went is the Spash B'Shava. That's the Kimt over here. The case of the Chumud Neil is not there is Tam. The question is there Tam? With a transfer of tam from the teapot or the cheese into the chicken soup? I feel like two different questions. How much thing is, there is a transfer of tam, where did the tam go? The question is there a transfer of tam? That's a self of Chumudinil. Who says there's a transfer? What's the sort of Mechalik? Speaks out of the Achroinim, we're discussing the Sugar of how to calculate and get the Sugar of Chanan. Chanan cannot be right away. What's the best rayo? Tim is called falls a piece of meat. Well, the first centimeter is Chanan. And then go second centimeter with Chanan, and third. So, went through the whole entire piece, say Shishim versus the Cholov, the Chaticha. Why? Rei Chanan, the first centimeter, second centimeter, third centimeter. Elamai, we don't say it happens in Miyad. We look at when it's traveling, we don't say Chanan. When it stops traveling, we'll say Chanan. When it's traveling through the piece, we won't say Chanan. And how long does it take to travel? It takes time. It goes to the piece slowly. That means it's not going to the piece right away. It takes a millionth of a second to go to the first second. But Tom, goes in Shlavim. That's the Matthias. So Elamai negated the transfer of Tam. Of course it's Shlavim. It's not Miyad. But that happened. It takes time. Therefore, you can mix Miyad. You can kiss Miyad. That will dispatch the whole entire Kedero. Mashenke, the Chumud Neil's case over here is what? There's no Sidus Tam. When you take out Miyad, there's a Sidus Tam. Just we don't say Chanan yet. That means with the Chumud Matana, Chanan is not Miyad. Sidus Tam is Miyad. That's the argument over here. Of course, I know. Echlami did not see Tam also Miyad. That's Chumud Neil wants to tie them. Staff that sheet over here. That's the Mavuch among the Achrayim to understand he said the Chumud Neil. And now, once you hear the other side, it's sort of stark a taino that what's the Havmin of the Chumud Neil? What's he saying? What Pesach Tshuva is saying? One saying there is Tam and how far to transfer, when it transfers, further on, negate the Sugya Kanan. When Neil is saying there is no Tam, where do you get that from? How is it? Yeah, well, most of the Chalkim. It should be Miyad Chiyam. No, should be Miyad? No, it isn't. Because when it's traveling, it's not Chanan yet. When it's transferring, it's Nispashit. It's Nispashit, not Chanan, until it stops in Nispashit. It's traveling. No, it's Nispashit with Shavu, or Nispashit, it stops. Nispashit within, let's say, 30 seconds. It's still the pop, it stopped. Now that's all the places. Goes to all the places, all the cracks, crevices, and corners, or whatever ones. But the last case over here is a case of Kidu Minay L'Chatchila. In the case, okay, we don't think it, once it was done, Mitchil Bat Tzav, if you say Mitchila, what does that mean? Whether this man is Miyad is. Now let's say it did happen. Usually the more common example in the house is you take a baby bottle and you make it with hot water. Everyone knows you take the cover the nipple, you shake it off. Fine, you always learn the hard way, you take your finger off the nipple, spritz it out. Fine. Yeah, everyone learns that way, and every time you have another kid, another time you have to learn again. And when you learn that way, it spritzes up everywhere, and then you have your children, it's uncovered, you weren't making it, and you, fine, so either get yelled at if your wife's there, if not, otherwise, fine. So the mice, it might have fallen inside. Would have fallen inside, I don't know. They fall on the meat, they fall on the potatoes, they fall on the beans. So what are you supposed to go do? Naviyad. Right? Your wife catches you, like, what are you doing? Oh, milk on the side. Like, what? Fine. That's my answer. Lochem, Nam Yak. You do Nam Yak. You're allowed to go do it like a So, can you go do that? So, So first, the question is, usually what happens, it sprays up, until you chop, what happened over here, you get about, is it miyad or not? I mean, let's say it's until you come wiped down or whatever, so you screw up, can you mean that afterwards? So in the Rambam, also Mavucha Pshan the Rambam, come with the Marie Ben Chavim, once the Rambam holds, you have to be done, dafka miyad. How we read the Taz and Shach and say, oh, Pshan in the Rambam, even afterwards, he can minar. Even afterwards. Fine, my says, Machon Pshan the Rambam. However, the Ramah says, Hochi Norg, you have to be minar miyad. We pass can be miyad. I mean, it happens in your house, the milk holds on your children, quickly mix it together. Quickly mix it together, why it's Machalikis, but that's what we go do. Now the question is, what? So anything, I know where it is. But you don't know, right? Now, the question is, now, Mitzad HaSugim Chanan, Bishlo, we do it Miyad, no problem, Chanan. But according to the Rambam, the Watan, Taz, and Shach, it's not Miyad, even afterwards, how do you do afterwards? What's the von of Pshat? How many times the Shach say Pshat the Rambam is? Can we not afterwards? We have to Sugim Chanan. So say a Chiddush over here, Taz and Shach, both the same Yisoid, that if you do not know where it is, there is no Chanan. Chiddush also. Don't say Pshat. Ayin Shom Maisha, we don't go to Lachal Maisha this way anyway. Well, again, it has to be Miyak. He said a Chiddush also in Pshat, in the Rambam, without explaining it, let the Lam, don't know if we explain why there's no Chanan Miyak. That's one thing over here. A second thing Taz and Shach can about with? No chana, if you don't know where it is.
Don't know where it is.
Those are the words. Second thing is, the Maaseh, we know the Loch and Simon Tzadik test Sefei Yiknam Mavat Islan Chilo. The Chubi, what are you doing? In fact, that question, the Taz and Shach, Yiknam Mavat Islan Chilo. How can you do that? So, one Malach, Taz and Shach, says, Api the Loch and Simon Kufir Aleph says Zayin. Although we saw what happened when the Issa falls into one of the two parts, I'm not sure which of the two parts falls inside. The Loch is that since they can eventually be Mu'urv together, therefore, to mix them together is no problem. Botel shishim. Why? Because nichol get a var mu'urav, as if it already is mixed. He also has a category of already being mixed. Like Amu wasn't mixed yet, it was not mavakal yet, but since it's going to be mixed in the future, right now has a get of being mu'urav, and therefore you're right to mix together. That's one terrace to give. Amu, according to point out, number one is a bayah, and simple kubit alof, maybe it's after by dindu abonim, not by kisdu raisa. Number two, speaks out the Shach, Kun Himli Shitosai, that halacha dafka bim bimino, in this case, bim shloim bimino. Boy, fact, the Shach is Eshlevure over here, there's not Eshlevure, has a kasha. Another test of the Shach over here, that do we know for sure this Issa over here? I'm not sure where exactly it fell. That means we learn the halacha sim pay dalits if you gimel if you dalit. By mivat isalat chilo, by bugs, not sure there's an Issa inside. Is it bayam mivat isalat chilo? That means you buy strawberries from the shuk. You want to make a slushy. Is there any problem with mokum safik? Any problem? Mavucha, Taz, Shach, Kimgodim, Kiveger, is there an issue at all? They were the one being down from this Shach over here, the one Taino. Maybe there is no issue with Mokum Safik. The Bayah, some boys can say, Mokum Safik will only make him with the Drabonon. Always the case, maybe Eshel Avure. Those are the two Turots that brought down with the Shach. But with the Taz, one is Kfam Urav, the second Taz is Nichol Geder of a situation of a Safik. They do point out, you have to realize, Vector of Kiveger, the what are we saying over here? Yiminaret Miyad, not sure who it is. Then go over to Kvela, go taste it. He said the mice it's water, no problem. He says, oh sir, you got a problem. Well, that's Mechava, go give it a critical taste. So you're mixing it. It might be possible, hold, might not be. We'll find out from the going. How do you mix it? What happens is the bishul possible cholov. That means the cholov fell on top of this tipo. On top of this chaticho. Chaticho, maybe it's possible, maybe not. Mix it all together, maybe you acid everything, maybe not, we're not sure. The guy will tell you. So what happened to the din of Mimavashul possible cholov? That's also the right so shortly be chelavimoy. And when the bishul. What? It's aleish. When you're mixing it, the tamu chol on the chadicha went to everything else. And we're not sure if this. If you tell me the shishim, fine. But we're not sure the shishim doesn't recover. Kreil over here. So I'm going to numer two up. But one thing that I'm going to involve with, the moish and shuvah, another thing I'm going to involve with, is stuff of psikrishal shavar. Kivagin sepe zayin sevov. We're not sure when you mix it, and what will be afterwards. Is this shishim or not shishim? Give it to Kivelo. So according to you, but Kiveger, it has to be very simple. Must be mutter. I'm going to involve you. Go and keep Kiveger or not. Is it Labo? Is it the Shavar? I'm going to say time may little get a Labo. You can involve all the situation on the answer to Kashu. Again, we have a Kashu here. You may not miscover into Mavash, which comes to put into Shishim. And then there is. I want to get all over what to be Shishim. If it's not shishim, there's a problem, bishul. The shishim, no bayah, bishul. What's a shishim? I'm not miskamed to vashim. I want to miskamed all over the place. It's all over the is no bishul. But shishim is no bayah, bishul. Only less than shishim bayah, bishul. Fine. Bez Hashem, we'll spend the going to Sugin of Chanan, we'll spend a week upon it. Next time, I think Chabur will be more of it to LSB on Monday. Give another day, get to Sugin of Chanan. And also, still have to finish off the base over here. What's the Sugin of Tibus called? And they get to Shari Surah. That's local.